drift anybody. No matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter if you're a Hollywood star or a rock star, everyone has to face difficult situations and problems. Tonight I'm going to center on, rather than circumstantial places that we find ourselves difficult, I want to talk to you about difficulty in relationships. If you and I will think for a moment, most of our difficulty in life is not circumstantial. It's in relationships. I understand if your car breaks down, it's difficult, or your bill, you don't pay your bill. But really, if we think about it, most difficulty that brings heartbreak and things is because of relationships. You know, there's some different words for difficulty. Burdensome, challenging, demanding, problematic, and troublesome.
Oh my goodness.
You see, we have difficult places because of circumstances. We have difficult relationships because of the nature, the fallen nature of man, the sin nature. Like I said, our greatest difficulty is in relationships. We're going to talk about that tonight. Because not only have we started relationships here, we're going to have them in eternity.
Yeah.
And we're going to look at some things. 2 Samuel 3, verse 39. This is David talking. "Today I am weak, though anointed king. These men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too difficult for me." Heavenly Father, help us tonight understand how we can move through difficult relationships in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
David said, "I'm weak, though I'm anointed, though I have a position, but there's some men in my life that are making things difficult." Difficult. Anybody since you've been a believer had some relationships that became difficult? Doesn't mean you don't love the person. It could be in your own family. But all of a sudden, because you're in a relationship, your life has gotten difficult. Now, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of different games and stuff that you can play online and download. And they have these settings. Easy. Kind of like normal and then difficult. Yeah. And the difficult ones, if you don't know what you're doing, man, in 2 minutes, you're gone. You're blown out of the water. Most of us have never been brought up in an atmosphere and in teaching how to deal with difficult people. As believers, God begins to melt away and sand us to relate to each other spiritually, because look at it. You can't have a powerful church if we have relationship problems. I want to talk tonight about me, difficult. Let me give you a key, friend, of dealing with difficult people. I must come to the truth that I can be difficult too. I can be stubborn. I can be opinionated. I can be wrong, but think I'm right. No one's right all the time. I didn't think I was a difficult person till I got married. I was laid back, hippie, peace, love. Then I found out at times I brought difficulty to my wife, not because I didn't love her, because I saw myself not as a difficult person. age where we blame other people, things don't work out. If I don't come to the place that I will admit there's still stuff in me that can be difficult to other people. Because, let's face it, I understand my car breaks down, that's difficult. But if I'm in a relationship, and because I've been difficult, I break that relationship, which took years to make, what's life all about, my feet? Let me give you two things about me difficult. Number one, analyze our behavior and our thoughts, create some positive changes in our actions. Analyze my behavior. Analyze that last situation you were in a relationship and how, you know, all of a sudden it got heated, it got, okay, we can blame the other person, but we got to analyze, was I difficult? Was I my way or the highway? Was I even listening in the situation? We analyze. Second thing, examine ourselves, how are we dealing with people in general? Not only in the church, but outside. How are we dealing with people? We've got to ask ourselves, how do we treat the person at the fast food when they get their order mixed up? People have been shot because they didn't have their order right. How do we deal with people on the phone that call us? You know, we all get irritated and whatever, but we have to examine, and it starts with this, I can be difficult even as a Christian. The major problem of the world today, what is it? It's difficulty in relationship with nations. How that one person or one whatever think they can come and cause difficulty for another country. It's bad. That person doesn't see how difficult in making life across the world. I love this. I want to give us a key tonight that I've used. How do we as believers that are being formed, how do we as believers that are working our salvation out, how do we get to the place where when I'm walking down the hallway, someone doesn't think, man, that's a difficult person. But they're going to find someone that even though we disagree, I stay Christ-like. How many want to be Christ-like even though someone disagrees with me? Anybody here? Paul said this, Acts 24:16, herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God, towards man. You see, if I don't understand that this is twofold in my life, then I want my conscience clear before God, but I want it clear before man, too. Amen. Paul says, how many know what exercise means? Amen. It doesn't mean get the remote, get some popcorn, and watch your favorite movie. Exercise takes effort, doesn't it? It takes effort to build relationships. I'm finding out in this hour, people are avoiding relationships and thinking that text and TikTok and all that is a relationship. It is not a relationship. These young people, teenagers do that and then meet other girls and boys, and then when they get together, they can't even talk. You see, I'm not against technology, but the reality is, if you and I are going to see change in us and in the body of Christ, we have to have a conscience void of offense towards God. There's probably no one in here, since you've been a believer, have not done something that offended God or said something. There's no way. If we say we've not sinned, we're liars. And there's no way, since we've been a believer, that we've not offended some person. And it's not because of a disagreement. It's the spirit and the tone and the anger towards that disagreement. But me? Difficult? Well, in church, most people don't show that side. It's God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to love at the street open. Paul said, hey, I do this. Conscience. Paul said in Romans that men have so ignored their conscience, in Romans chapter 1, that they've hardened their conscience. I learned this. You have to train your conscience. The Word of God trains it. You see, you can actually have a conscience that is trained wrong growing up, and then you become a believer and we never take time to realize about it. Let's talk about it. The conscience is the part of the soul that distinguishes between what is good or right and what is wrong. What is good and what is not good. Only the Lord and God can tell us what's good and what's not good. This is where the unbeliever is in serious peril. Because they choose what they think is right and what is wrong. The problem is, God says, well, that's not how I think. And see, that's what the devil did in the garden. You will know right from wrong. You will know good from evil. The problem is, when they sin, they become gods to themselves. And they decided what's right and what's wrong. There are people who can do things and come to church doesn't even bother them. Another word for conscience is the judgment of the mind that approves or condemns right and wrong. See, we have emphasized so much of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of man, but guess what? The Spirit of God works with our conscience. We're led by the Spirit, but I can't be led by the Spirit if I don't exercise my conscience, which has to be trained by the Bible. Now, why is this important, dealing with difficult relationships? Because in relationships, you talk about you've got to have what's right and what's wrong in a relationship. You've got to do what's right in a relationship. Cutting people off. Not talking to them. Judging them. Categorizing them. Character assassination behind their back. Why? Because they didn't agree with you? Everybody say, me? Difficult. Oh my gosh. Matthew, have you arrived? No. I'll be the first to say it. Be as difficult as anyone else. How about, I love the song, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have. Then he goes on and makes a really good statement. I dare not trust the sweetest friend. Mm-hmm. Why? Because people aren't perfect. And people are still working things out. So when we talk about walking through difficult places. Well, let's start with relationships. Oh, there are difficult circumstances, and we're in them in the world. They are personal. But if we get the relationship, if we can get that right, because the last time I checked, we got one shot at this, honey. We got one shot. We are not coming back. We got one shot to allow God to shape us into the image of Christ, which is the ultimate intention of God, and to be like Him and to be with Him. Now, why is it we need to understand about conscience and difficulty? Paul said this, 2 Corinthians 7:5, for when we were coming to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest. Have you ever been there? But we were troubled on every side. Ever been there? Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God, that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. God comforts. How did he comfort you?
Did he send manna? He sent Titus.
Why did he send Titus?
He sent Titus because Titus was not a difficult person to be with.
He might not agree doctrinally. He might not agree how Paul made his tents. But when Titus came, there was no difficulty. He wasn't going to have a contentious, difficult relationship.
Amen.
And so, can you imagine the Apostle Paul, if your name was in there? The great Apostle Paul, he says, you know what? We had no rest. Oh, there were fears everywhere. But I know God comforts us. And he said, put your name there. I mean, some people, if they're holier than thou, would have said, well, Paul, come on, get over it. And disqualified. Someone said, well, Paul, I thought you were so spiritual. You mean you just despaired of living? I can't believe you're that unspiritual. God said, I'm not sending nobody like that. Could it be God can only use us to the degree that we've gotten rid of
being difficult,
or we're working on it? Because representing Christ is what ministry is.
Amen.
Romans 12:10. I love this. This is the formula. Do not be the difficult. This is the formula for the Holy Spirit to work in us. This is the exercise and the steps we need for that to happen.
Romans 12:10. Number one, be kindly affectionate one to another. No, we're not talking about marital affection or boyfriend-girlfriend affection. We're talking about an affection that comes from not only a love in our heart, but our emotions.
If I never tell someone, I love you, appreciate you, that's showing affection. God didn't call us to be spirit-filled, robotic images of what we think love is. Oh, hi, brother. Good to see you. Goodbye. Yeah, oh, yeah. But I mean, come on, man. Where is the love? Where is the affection? Paul writes in another letter, greet one another with a holy kiss. Huh? I don't see nobody kissing. You shouldn't be kissing, right? Back then, in this culture, you kiss someone on the right cheek and the left cheek. But Paul wrote that because you and I, need affectionate people around us. Paul, can you imagine the Apostle Paul? He's just out of it. And here comes Titus off the boat. Paul's God's covering this man. This man, he's not going to fight. He's not going to. Titus, give me your hand. I was about ready to give up. I despaired of my life. See, you and I never know where someone is at. We never know spiritually. We never know where a brother or a sister is at because we're good at hiding it. But you know, God does. And God wants to not only send a Titus to you, he wants you and I to be a Titus. And so I've got to understand that anything in me that comes out is difficult, that I need God to change it. And I can't blame someone else. You can never blame your spouse, your children, your relatives for our own being difficult. Oh yeah, we'll get to the difficult places. But how many know that we take ourselves there? We take ourselves wherever we go. Some people get upset, leave the church. Well, you take yourself with you. Relationship, you take yourself with you. You can't leave a church wrong and end up the next one right. And I say in a relationship, you can't break a relationship wrong where there's hurtful words and then think the next one's going to be fine unless there's some work done. Hello.
People go for relationship, relationship, but the problem is me.
Difficult.
It's not always. It's two sides. It's always two sides. But somebody has to what? Be like Christ. And that's you and I. Don't wait for someone else to get rid of their difficult. Because I got enough difficult of my own to work on. Is that okay to say? Oh, I know. You thought wings are sprouting. Halos are forming. And there's always a glow and a cloud. Oh, no. I can get irritated just like that. I can get impatient just like that. I can be in a conversation with my wife and after about 3 minutes I realize I'm trying to dominate the conversation instead of listening to her. No, I know no men in here like that. God bless you, you know. So all of us have that difficult thing. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Now this is the key. This is the key that unlocks the work of grace in my life to remove my stubbornness, which really is essential. You can't, if there was no stubbornness in us, we'd never be difficult. We're difficult, like Saul, Samuel said, you know, your problem is stubbornness. The problem you're being difficult here is that stubbornness. Everybody has it. Now, we don't always show it, but it surfaces. See, the key for God's grace to work and to sand that down is this next line. In honor, preferring one another. A lot of people don't do that. To them and Jesus, I'm going to heaven. Do you ever honor another brother or sister? Do we ever prefer another brother or sister? You see, without that catalyst in the workings of this, I'll just continue difficulty with people. And I won't grow like God wants me to. So, as we go through difficult places, we first stop at the hotel of self-examination and we get the compass of where am I really heading in my relationships before we go out and meet the difficult problem situations. Kindly affection one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. You know what that means? Respect. It means to build up, not to tear down. Got a lot of that going on in the world. Tearing down, tearing down. But God says, you know what? I'm going to find a people that will admit it might be a little difficult at times. I don't like difficult. If I play any games, I put it on easy. Amen. I don't even put it on normal. I'm going to win this thing. Then I realize if I do that, I stay in the lower class of players. If I want to go out...
Thanks, buddy.
I know some of you don't play games this far. I realize if I want to play with the big boys, I got put on difficult. Then usually I get blasted, but once in a while, there's a little sliver of light that shows progress. I just need to see some progress in my life. I can attend church and have problems, but I need to see some progress with my wife. I need to see progress with other believers. I need to see progress at the fast food. I need to see progress to know I'm not offending God. I'm not offending man. That's a whole other message of offending people. Lord, help us to be like Christ tonight. One more scripture. Acts 15:36. And some days later, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord. See how they're doing. Now remember, Barnabas was the first one who went with Paul. They actually took money. His first ministry was taking relief money, not raising the dead. It's interesting, but it's another message. Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. Barnabas said, okay, we're going to take John, Mark. But Paul thought it's not good to take him. Who departed from them from
Well, you can pronounce it when you get home. And went not with them to the work. Pamphylia. 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 Whatever you want to do, honey, it's up to you. Massacred it, so we're moving on. Went not with them to the work. Now listen to this. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other, and so Barnabas took bar and sailed unto Cyprus. Yeats, men of God, it got difficult over an opinion about John Mark. Now later on, Paul, he says, bring John Mark to me. He's profitable for the ministry. Did Paul see that he wasn't flexible there? That's what I've noticed too as we get into closer. I've noticed when I become difficult, I'm not flexible. I've noticed I'm not teachable. I've noticed that I'm not Christ-like. Oh, that doesn't mean that you don't have, you shouldn't express what you think. But if I could do anything, I would go back through the years and some of the relationships that I thought I was so right and do it over. Anybody?
Amen.
I didn't realize how I yielded. Whether a person was right or not, that's how I handled it. I'm talking about something in the Christian. So as we stand tonight, I have a good question for you. Do you want to be a Titus? Do you want to be a Titus? Do you want to be someone that when people see him coming, when someone sees you coming, they know you're not going to debate. You're not going to make it difficult, make them feel uneasy, because you just, that someone that has brotherly affection and love and has decided to honor that person better than themselves. Yeah. If that's you tonight, you're well on your way. Because our conscience before God tells us it will be difficult. And the Holy Spirit will wake you up in the middle of the night. Pastor Deb said, you should have said that, but you should have said it in love. We all listen. But as the day is drawing near, all my ducks in a row, all my relationships in a row, and if there's a relationship I simply don't agree to the point I can't walk with them, I still will do it in love. Sometimes things don't work out. But I want my conscience right if there has to be a departure. If that's you tonight, would you just lift your hands up? Just pray this, Lord Jesus.
Tonight.
I ask for your grace to make me a Titus. That I can encourage others. That I can honor them. That I can show the love of Jesus to them. Help me not to be difficult. Help me to work through that. Help me to be teaching. Flexible. Help me not to be stubborn. But Lord, help me to show the mercy of our God. Every person, every believer, every non-believer, every race, every tongue, let me be a Titus and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a shout tonight.